When I was living in Vancouver Island, Nanaimo, I always wanted to, like, be a bank robber, you know, feel like, you know, be a sexy woman, you know, have a gun, hold up a bank, whatever. And I always wondered if I had enough balls, like enough parts to do it. So I'm in Nanaimo, and I said, you know what, I'm going to go try it. So I went and held up 7-Eleven, and they gave me all their money. I couldn't believe it. Just like, there you go. So I thought, geez, fuck, I'm going to try another store down the lane. Well, the cops were at the 7-Eleven. I thought, they're going to be too busy there. So I'll go hold up Petro-Canada and get away. So I got away for about a month. But then they had me on video, duh. So I didn't have my wigs. And I wish I had a wig then, because then I could have went on a crime spree. And, yeah, so that's why I wish I had a wig then. Shitty. Oh, well.
No, I got a wig before I lost all... Before I lost all my hair, I got a wig, and I have not worn my hair out, and probably won't until it's back to its normal length.
What started me off with the makeup thing is I used to sell drugs, and I didn't really, like, I wanted that life to be separate from my personal life, so... Going to extreme makeup, like, nobody could recognize me, like, from my plain Jane face when I was with my children. Like, you would never think that I was the person that was selling drugs at night.
You know, it's like being a superhero or something. You put on a cape and you can change into something else or be someone else, and takes away the depression and the kind of, I don't know, it's just like totally changing your whole you. Like, it's becoming a new person.